You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds Radio and Television. Yes, yes, here I am, my pretty face on the screen. I can't see myself on the screen on BBS. I don't know, maybe I'm missing the button here. For some reason, not in the front screen. I'm hoping it actually shows up in the front. I'd like to welcome everyone in the chat room on their BBS Radio chat room as well as the Pal Talk room. I'm actually tonight, I'm doing mediumship messages. So those of you who want to ask questions or actually get a message from someone, if you want to give me a call, phone number is 877-876-5227. It's 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. In Canada, that's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And the other number for the international callers is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, I believe someone actually was put on hold with a call, so I'm not sure who that is. Is that caller there yet? Anyone there? I'm waiting.
Hello?
I've been put on hold. you got somebody there?
I'm here.
I hear a voice.
Good. I'm glad you're hearing voices.
Okay, I'm hearing voices. Who am I talking to?
I'm sorry?
Who am I talking to?
My name is Heather.
Heather, okay. And where are you calling from?
Hollywood, California.
Hollywood. California.
Right.
Oh, okay. What can I do for you, my dear?
Well, I've never tuned into your program, but I noticed you on the schedule. And I was wondering if you could tell me anything. Whatever you have for me is good.
Well, let's have some fun because this is what I do for a living.
Okay.
Okay. See if I can do something here. Anything particular looking for?
I'm sorry?
Anything particularly you want to ask about or just want me ahead and just tell you?
Oh, whatever you want to tell me is good.
Okay. Well, it's kind of funny when you talk about Hollywood. Anyways, what I want to say here for you, there is an older man who I have in spirit. He's actually wanting to acknowledge himself to you. He's also here, he's also acknowledged the name Dad. So I'm not sure if your father has crossed over, but I also have a very strong sense of this person's father figure here.
And
he's also, is your dad in spirit?
My dad is in spirit, yes.
Okay, he's coming through really, actually quite strong because he shows himself to me as if he dealt with, I feel like as if he dealt with an overwhelming amount of medications in his system because I feel like his body's kind of lightheaded.
Uh-huh.
And I feel kind of a stuffed feeling within myself. So it's almost like either he dealt with a heart condition, but I feel like his heart quit.
And you're correct. You have to be right.
Okay. He's around you, and he's also wants to acknowledge this child. So I'm being shown a young child in his arms. So whether he had a grandchild in his arms previously before he crossed over, he wants to acknowledge this child.
No, he had
I feel
a
it's a child, I believe. It's a boy. Does that make sense at all?
You are so right. I mean, I've never called you. I don't even know you. I don't even know who you are. But I have to tell you that you're 100% right because my dad did have a child and who he loved very much before he passed over. It's a stepbrother to me. But in any case.
Okay. He's acknowledging, wants to acknowledge these people. And also, now, your mom's still here, isn't she?
No, she's crossed over before my dad.
Okay, hang on a second. Your mom has already been back here. She's not with me in spirit.
Oh, my goodness.
Your mom has already made a return so quickly. I feel that either she had cancer, but I want to say she dealt with something quickly, and then she stepped back. She came back again.
Wow.
Does that make sense at all?
It does, yeah.
How'd your mom cross?
It was a long story, but she ended up with Alzheimer's. She was attacked by a crazy man and who beat her up, and she never spoke for about 6 months before she died. Then she just died with a heart attack, I guess.
Okay. Well, to me, it feels like her body was depleting inside a lot, so possibly something was wearing her down. So, like
mm-hmm.
you said before, if there was someone really did hurt her badly, that's what the depletion feels to me.
Right.
Your dad. This is kind of funny. I want to say this. There's a male. There's another male with him. Most likely, I'll say his father. There's actually four people with him. That means your dad had a sister that's also crossed over.
No.
Is that right?
He had a daughter who crossed over. I mean, you know,
the yeah, daughter. Well, he said me. Sister.
No.
Is that your sister?
It would be my sister, yes.
Yeah, well, he said sister crossed over, right?
Okay, it would be correct, yes.
Okay, he's got her with him, and there's four people in spirit with this with these people. They're telling me that your mom has already come back. So the time that your mother's crossed, how long has your mom been gone?
My mom's been gone since 94, July of 94.
Was there a child born after her crossing?
Yeah, twins. My son has twins.
Okay, well, your son has actually one of the twins is your mom.
Oh, my God. Do you know which one, the older or the younger?
I'm being told younger.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't even know how to thank you.
And I want to say this. When did your sister cross over?
Oh, well, she was stillborn. It was the child after me. I'm the oldest, and there was the stillborn child, a sister. And then I have a brother, from the same mom.
Yeah.
And then my dad had, later on, he had another child, which is a son who's still here.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out who the other child is that has come back as well, but I want to say this is most likely grandma. So your mom and your grandmother, back here.
I'm only going to tell you this because I feel that, God bless you, you are so correct. Normally, I wouldn't give you any information, but I lost a son at age 30, and he died right after my mom did. My mom died in July of 94, and my son died in September of 94.
Okay.
And then I have a younger son. Oh, I had two sons. I have two sons. And my younger son has twin boys. So are you telling me one is my mom and one is my other son?
Yes.
My God.
Yeah, because children will come back. People come back, and you can play. You can be another role, not just the male. But you know, you don't have to be just female every role. You come back as a male. I believe your mother came back to play a male role because whatever happened to her in previous life, which
mm-hmm.
was whatever she dealt with then, so she's going to learn to overcome what she's dealing with in this life.
Wow, you're amazing. That's all I can say. I mean, I have tears. I don't usually cry, but you're a very amazing man.
Well, thank you.
And God bless you.
Well, yeah. What do you do for work?
I have a small medical services company, which is kind of in the toilet at the moment, but it's picking up.
Medical services. Let's see what's down here. Do you have ambulances in your business?
Ambulances?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I have technicians who go to doctor's offices and do neurological studies.
Okay.
But we don't do anything with ambulances. It's not a critical care or anything like that.
Okay. Why I'm saying this, I'm seeing two ambulances somehow connected to you.
Good Lord.
That probably may mean that you may end up becoming a partner to someone in another type of business that may become one.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but I'm seeing two ambulances as if there's two in a building and they're used all like under contract.
Okay.
Unless someone's buying them and changing them, I'm seeing two ambulances being like purchased or part of your business.
Awesome.
Okay. From there on, I have no idea, but that will come up in time.
Okay.
What I see is I see things that happen ahead of time. That's why I was asking if you have ambulances in your building or if you're using them. Because to me, it feels like it's... You remember, I'm not going to be kind of crazy on it, but you remember the movie Ghostbusters?
I do.
Okay, remember when they used an old ambulance to
yeah.
use a new vehicle?
I do remember that.
Okay.
I love that movie.
Yeah, well, it's similar to that, except the ambulance will be used, whatever, two ambulances will be used to transfer items that you need that's basically connected to the medical services.
Wow.
So I
have been thinking about expanding in some area. I just haven't figured out which way to go, actually.
Well, I got a funny feeling that you will end up becoming what you call a partner to another business or, like, you know, in that way, in that form. But
okay.
I'm seeing contracts signed. Your service will be on pretty similar roles. And I'm seeing lots of gauze, like boxes and boxes of gauze. So I'm not sure if you're actually supplying... like in supplies, as in gauzes and band-aids and that kind of thing, but I feel that you'd be almost like a supplier.
Hmm.
Like
actually, I have thought about doing medical supplies, but that seems to be so far away that I haven't actually thought about it for a while, you know?
But for some reason, you probably will be also involved with the military, too. Who's involved in the military in your family?
Military? Did you say military?
Yeah, who's in the military in your family?
There was nobody, but I was thinking of peddling my services to the military, so you were right about that.
That's going to happen.
Wow.
Follow through what you're going to do.
You know, can I contact you privately for a reading? Because you're still right on. I have to tell you, I'm 65. I've had probably 100 readings. And I mean, I'm saying this for your listeners. I have never heard of you before, and most readers cannot read me. But you have been so accurate that you have brought tears to my eyes, and I am so appreciative.
Oh, you're most welcome. What you can do, my dear, is go to whiteskycloud.com.
Okay.
WhiteskyCloud.
Okay.
It's all one word, whiteskycloud.com. And that's my website, and you can go there. And if you want to arrange an appointment, just go to my PayPal page, and that'll get to me. And I just make sure you leave your phone number for me. And
okay.
I just contact you, and we set up an appointment.
Sounds very good. God bless you. You're a great, you have a great gift indeed.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope you do very well. God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, these things do happen. I do work with a lot of people in the field. And to let everybody else know, those who are new out there, I've done work for the police at times when they have me on call. I've done different kinds of cases that keeps me busy. And there's a lady by the name of Zita in the chat room, in the BBS radio chat room. You're in the wrong room, my dear. You're in the chatter hall. You want to go into the Between Two Worlds room. So you may have to just go. What you do is you take your little mouse and you just click on the word Between Two Worlds just above the chatter hall, and you'll be right in the same room as everybody else. I can welcome other people also in the Pal Talk room. That will also, anybody who actually wants to get a, to call in, you can actually ask any kind of questions besides just readings. I also am involved as an Aboriginal person. I do all kinds of work in my field. Tomorrow, I'm going to be working with the Residential School Recovery Program. This is actually a big celebration for our people. Myself, I'm called Métis, but some people call us half-breeds. But tomorrow, I'll be going to the Vancouver Friendship Center around 10 a.m. Tomorrow, we're going to have an announcement by our Prime Minister Harper, Stephen Harper, who is going to be apologizing. Our federal government is going to be apologizing for the abuse to the Native people across Canada. And, well, not just Harper himself, but our federal government is supposed to be apologizing for what the abuse had taken place to our people in the past for the last 150, 200 years. And an apology is okay, but it's going to take a lot of years yet for the people to heal. And the federal government actually gave a lot of us, those who actually went through residential school, and I did myself, part of it, not all of it, and what they do is they gave you like $14,000 to $20,000 to shut you up and say, here, take this as my apology from the federal government. Say, does that help you? And it doesn't, not all the time. Yes, money's fine, but a lot of people out there, it's not the money that's the issue that we're trying to ask for the healing. It's the people themselves, the federal government themselves, that actually had caused the pain. And but they themselves were duped by some of the Christian churches that were manipulative as well, because they had that fear of Aboriginal people and that we were pagan worshipers or any which way you want to call it. And we're not going to blame all the churches that dealt with what is happening today. It's what happened in the past. And a lot of those people that were responsible back then in those times never did come forward and apologize. And so and some may have passed away, but some still living. And some of them have refused to come forward. And they feel they've done something wrong. Well, let me share you a story. I had a young woman come and see me not so long ago who actually is First Nations. And she said to me herself, in her own words, there was a time that when she was a young woman and that she was assaulted by one of the ministers. And that minister got her pregnant. And so she carried that child to remind her what happened to her past. And she went to residential school. So these are some of the things, one of the stories that actually affects our people. So it did happen here. And a lot of that abuse did take place. And some people say to us, you know, well, you need to get over it. It's going to take time. It may not always be over this for this one generation here. It may take two more generations to really help everyone to heal. But we're trying to find a way to keep the children to heal as well, because we don't want to carry that infection, that thinking of hating every church and hating every government that comes in our path. Everyone right now today is trying to find a way to heal. And so what I'm putting out there to you all is, yes, it's important to forgive, but we can never forget. And that's the important part. So that's one thing I want to share with you all. And other than that, we're looking forward to having more calls calling in. So the calls are 877-876-5227. It's 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And Canada, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And the international callers is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And it's been, the weather has been nuts. I'm not sure about you guys out there, but we've been getting a lot of rain. I mean, it's been coming down like, oh my God, that's pouring. It was like pouring, as like you swear, it's almost like another Noah's Ark syndrome here. When they had that movie out there, I was kind of curious what was going to happen. We had a call on Noah to get his ark built. But we do get our showers at times. We do get rain coming down, but the weather is so strange, because normally in June, a year of June, I mean, everybody knows, month of June, you normally have a hot summer. People are still wearing coats. They're still wearing parkas. But you pretty well tell exactly how a person is a true British Columbian here in Canada. A true British Columbian is someone who wears parka, wears shorts, and sandals at the same time.
Hello?
Hello, we got someone coming in.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello, this is Drew in Connecticut. How are you this evening?
Good, how about yourself?
Wonderful. I was impressed with your last call. This is my first time call tonight as well, listening to your show. And blessings to you, and thank you for your gift and your work throughout the dimensions. I just really was interested in possibly reading. I don't really have a particular person, but maybe you see someone. I have always sensed that there's something looming more than what I'm personally feeling right now in this dimension.
Okay. Well, I got someone here that I want to say is coming through, and I don't know what makes any sense, but there's also this person knows you quite well, like almost like a partner had crossed over. Who's this person?
I don't know.
Okay. It's a young male. Like he's almost like a brother figure to you, and if this guy actually tells me he's actually was connected to school in your past.
Mm-hmm.
He goes by the name of Michael, I believe, or Mike.
Okay.
Okay. He shows me the wound on his left side of his head. You knew him from his childhood, or he had known you, I believe. He shows me the scene of his youth. I got somebody else coming through now all of a sudden again. He's there, this young man, I would say, crossed over from a bicycle. He got hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him at all?
I don't know him.
Okay, well, I got to go with that because I'm not sure that makes sense, but I'm going to leave that with you. I also have another male here coming forward here, and he tells me he's connected to your dad's side of family. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's bringing up dad. Is your father crossed?
No, he is not.
Okay, your dad, so this has got to be a grandfather's crossed over then, right?
Yes, my grandfather's crossed over.
Okay. There's either your dad's dealing with a heart issue, but I feel like your dad's dealing with I feel like it's actually a health issue because I feel like I want to touch the left side of my chest.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
I mean, when I last spoke with him, he was doing pretty well for 79. But,
okay.
I could ask him.
I just, like I said, I feel like I have to touch the left side of my chest. Now, it could be lung issue, could be, but I'm going towards the heart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just find out from your dad, see how he's doing, because sometimes fathers are known, and I'm telling you guys, fathers are known not to tell you everything.
Right.
Right?
So, well, Father's Day coming up, so it's a good time to approach it, of course.
I'm sorry?
See, with Father's Day coming up, it's a great time to make sure that he's healthy.
Yes, yes. And tell him, now, I'm being shown a birthday cake, so your dad's birthday must be coming up here.
He recently had his birthday in May.
In May? Okay. Whose birthday for June or July?
No one that I know personally.
I'm being shown a birthday cake. I'm not kidding you, and I'm seeing candles on them.
Mm.
There's either a birthday or anniversary, one of the two, but it's all based on June, the month of June.
Okay, I don't.
They're showing me his birthday. Calendar. I'm not kidding you.
Okay. I better check my calendar book.
And someone's talking about a child missing.
Child missing?
Yeah, what happened in the past? someone in the family had thought they lost their child, or actually either this child went missing or had run away and, you know, possibly come home. But there's someone they actually talk about the child missing.
I wonder if they've got the right entity. I mean, I can't recall anybody that has run away.
Okay, not right now. This was the past, a long time ago. But I'm connected to your father.
Right. I mean, there's no one that has ever run away.
Okay.
Maybe emotionally, perhaps, but not physically. But I can't even recall that incident.
Okay, I got to get. Who's with the law? Who's with the city, or like the with the police in your family?
With the police?
Yeah.
No one.
I'm not kidding you. Somebody. Okay, what is going on here? I'm not off. I know I could. I'm seeing it for some reason. They're showing me the police. They're showing me a child missing. They're showing me. Sometimes this happens. Someone's trying to tell me something through you, and it's all based on a.
Is it a past event or could it be a future event?
No, I don't think so. I'm just seeing the police all of a sudden, and they're not after you.
I hope not.
No,
but that's
not
interesting. I have no one in law enforcement, and I do have children.
I can't figure why they're showing me the police, because normally when anybody shows me a police officer, it's almost like as if their person's helping someone with the law, or there's a case that's connected to them, or that person may know that person next door whose child went missing.
I really wish I could help them out in that case. I just don't know of anyone that has had any situation with their children, or for that matter, I don't really know anyone personally in law enforcement.
Okay. Let's step that aside. I'm going to pull this person away from me. Hang on a second. Let me get back to you on personal stuff. I'm just basically pulling my energy away from that person, so I guess for some reason they're trying to get me to make contact. Now, it's known if somebody else comes on right after you, probably that message is for them.
It could be.
Yeah, because whenever I've done readings for someone before, the message could be for somebody else that's coming on the next line. So I know where well I'll end up. Yeah. I got a funny feeling somebody's saying, they're probably pointing out the words, it's me, so we'll find out in a minute. We'll find out after we talk with you.
Maybe their reading will be for me, and this reading will be for them.
No. Yeah. Who is it you want to make contact with?
I have a great aunt who passed away some years ago. She was part of our family involved in the theater in New York. She was a comedian. Her name is Ellen.
What was her name?
Ellen Green.
Ellen Green?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can do here for you. I feel I might have her with me here because, tell him, okay, I feel this is, it's probably got to be her. She says, tell him I'm standing beside him. So she's right next to you now. She's standing next to someone else as well. There's a male standing next to her. So either she was married or had a husband, but I feel like I'm seeing this man standing next to her.
Mm-hmm.
this has got to be her. She must have had a heart attack or stroke because I feel like as if I'm getting squeezed, and it's not my headset. And she's talking about, she's bringing up a car as well. Do you know how she crossed?
I don't. We don't know what happened to her. She moved to France many years ago and lost touch with the family.
She's bringing up the, I'm being told here, I'll give you an example of what happens to me. When I'm with that person's energy, their energy enters my body, and it shows me the symbolic feelings of how that person's crossed over. So if I react in response, if there is actually was a stroke or a heart attack, I would know. This is how I respond.
Uh-huh.
If it's something else, they will tell me exactly what it is. I have a funny feeling that possibly she may have had a stroke or a heart attack, and she may have had a heart attack or stroke in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about that. It was many years ago, so it was really never documented.
Okay. I would say to check it out.
Okay.
Okay. Because she's showing me the theater. As if I'm going back in time, back in the 20s or 30s.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm seeing myself in front of the theater. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, that does make sense. She was involved in helping people get discount tickets for the Broadway theater and established a ticket agency during the Depression.
Yeah. Did she ever work with... Oh, I'm seeing George Burns. Did she ever work with this man?
Yes, she did. She was involved with the Ziegfeld Follies. Interesting you mentioned that. She worked with several of the people who got their start in vaudeville.
Because she's standing next to this man with a cigar in his mouth. Remember I told you before this male that she's standing next to?
Could be W.C. Fields.
Did he actually... did she know him as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did she know Mae West?
I don't know whether she knew Mae West.
Okay. I'm going to ask her myself. I'm just seeing George Burns stand next to her. I'm positive it's George Burns because I'm seeing a cigar, but he's kind of gravelly voice.
Right.
And there's also, I'm not sure if this was her husband, but I want to describe the man to you. He's about maybe 5'10", 5'11", and he's got a pencil thin mustache.
Right.
Short hair, dark.
That was her.
Dude.
I mean, from my understanding, that was his appearance.
Sorry, who?
That was his appearance.
That was his appearance.
Right, I know he had a mustache.
That was her husband?
Right.
Okay. Did he wear white spats?
Did he wear white...
spats?
I don't know. He may have. I mean, obviously, I didn't ever see a photograph of him with that.
Okay, because I'm seeing... I don't know why, I'm just seeing the feet. I'm seeing his feet. They look like a black shoe with a white spat. You know, the ones that go around the ankles. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Hard to explain, but that's how I see it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Give me 1 second, guys.
That's really the only person I know, aside from my uncle, that recently crossed over as well. His name is Dewey.
Okay, and who's Beverly?
Oh my goodness. I was just thinking of her and I guess got chills. She was a colleague of mine in real estate who just passed recently as well.
She wants technology right now. Was this cancer to her?
It was a form of cancer, I understand. It was a, I don't know, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay. She wants to acknowledge you and say hello.
Oh, my word. Wow, that is just a miracle that she is in a wonderful place. I send hello and send her love, and we miss her here dearly.
Well, I want to surprise you because she's showing me bows and arrows. And to me, that sounds like that. Are you married?
Divorced.
Okay. Was she married?
Yes.
She's sending bows and arrows, like a bow and arrows at you. And to me, it feels like it's almost like she's sending her love to you.
Yeah.
Because you were a good
person. Very affectionate. She was a dear, kind person. Yes, and she would certainly extend that. She was always a giving and kind person.
That's how close she is with you. She's around you. I explain it. She's around you in... I'm not going to say she follows to your bedroom. When you're at work, or when you put on, I feel like I'm actually doing dinner parties or something. When you're at in that area, that's where she's around.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants, this sounds so normal, but I'm going to say this. She loves the wildflowers.
Mm-hmm.
Someone gave her wildflowers, and that's the way it's said, wild flowers, because it's not like your typical regular flowers.
Hmm.
And the flower stem looked like it was curled and wire. There must have been some wire or some sort of a fabric wire around the flowers. But she shows me these flowers. She says she likes to thank them for the wild flowers.
Hmm.
So I don't know who that's about. Were you at her funeral?
No, I was not at her funeral.
Okay.
But well, I just was surprised that I had learned from a colleague that she passed very quietly and privately.
Yeah. You'll probably hear all about it, and when I'm saying that for you to know this, because she, you'll be hearing from someone, or you will be making contact with someone regarding Beverly, telling the story, and that they will mention what happened after she crossed over.
Okay, and I'll have to ask them about the wildflowers.
Yeah, I'm just hearing the word, the wildflowers. And when she crossed, the way I'm seeing it, this is how I'm understanding it, I got a funny feeling it was an open casket. But for some reason, I think someone slipped a locket. It looks like a little gold locket with two pictures on it inside the casket by her side. Or they put it in the palm of her hand. That's how I'm seeing it done.
And that was probably her grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
So I knew that her newer family.
So I'll bring that up, and so you can mention to them and see if they remember all that.
Okay.
But she's thanking them for that wonderful gesture, the wonderful gift.
Well, please, I don't know whether...
So you're going to be the messenger.
So, well, thank you very much.
Your great aunt is around you. She's actually... Is there someone by the name of Stella or Della?
Della?
Yeah.
Or Stella? No.
It's almost like a D-E-L-L-A or S-T-E-L-L-A.
No, that name doesn't chime.
Share it with family and find out. But she said that she's with her. She knows this woman, or the woman knows each other. They know each other.
There's an Eleanor.
Eleanor?
There's an Eleanor.
Ellen Stella. Well, it's possible. This could be it. Who is she?
She was her sister, I believe.
Did she cross over as well?
Yes.
Okay, that's probably who she's with. Mm-hmm. Ella. Yeah, that makes more sense. Probably is her.
Like Adela or Stella. I could place that. See, there's all these missing links tonight.
Sometimes you always get the certain person in there. Okay.
And right.
I well, also have just a simple name coming through, and another person by the name of Robert, who also wants to acknowledge you.
Robert?
Yes.
Hmm.
Simple name Robert, like a Robert Bob.
Right. I don't know that person. I mean, maybe it's another entity or someone.
Well,
maybe
you know what? He may know the family, and he may come up. Doesn't always mean that. I guess explain it. You may not know him specifically, but he may be connected to your aunt.
Okay, a Robert or Bob. Okay.
Yeah, I would say when you do find the records or the family history, keep an eye out for those names and write them down.
Okay, well, I just did. I've written them down.
Yeah, because what happens is I've had people looking for their brothers and sisters that they have not seen since birth, and I've told them where to find them, and next thing you know, within a month or so, they call me up and they found them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they never knew who they were by name. I mean, mm-hmm. They knew their brother's name or sister's name, but they did not know other people that were involved. So you'll end up being the messenger to some of the families, to some of the relatives.
Yeah, well, my daughter and I just researched the family history, and a lot of this came up, so you know, it's insightful tonight just to learn some of the names and to do further research.
Yeah.
And particularly about the law enforcement officer.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that makes any sense, but maybe for somebody else coming up next.
Right, well, maybe
I'll
I should get up.
In the next few minutes after I finish talking to you.
Yeah, well, I thank you so much, and I know that you commented on her career, and I'm just wondering, do you see any reading as far as just a career path?
For yourself?
Yes.
What did you do?
I'm in real estate.
Real estate?
Residential real estate.
Okay. What's your birthday?
I'm in May.
What day are you?
1961, May 9th, 1961.
Month of May. Well, two things. As far as career is concerned, being born on month of May is actually, you can be a person of monies, but you're called a multitasker. That means you can actually pretty well do anything. You put your mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
You keep on hesitating, like you want to try something, but you go to the next thing. You're putting a little bit of fear in front of some of the ideas and things you've always wanted to try, but you may have to consider re-educating yourself again to go to another level. But being in real estate is the closest thing to great money is for you. But like you're almost like you're still needing to invest. Okay, maybe what you might have to do is consider getting into buying and selling properties and flipping them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the real estate experience.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Now's a good time to buy some property. There's a lot out there for sale.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you for your time because I'm just curious. Maybe someone else is trying to call that has the police officer influence.
Yeah, well, you never know.
But good luck with your mission, and thank you so much for your time and your insight.
You're most welcome.
And blessings to you. Good night.
Take care. anybody out there who actually has ever had a connection to this particular story, because I will say I don't know why this came up so fast. It just hit me so hard who this child or this how this came about. I know his dad's in there, yes, but for some reason, all of a sudden, this person stepped right in and said he was Michael. But it wasn't just that. Like, it stopped and jumped. I don't know what the police is going to do with this. So, I mean, I did talk about it, but I'm seeing sheriff badges for a reason. So, the just to make sure everybody else has to watch that. Yeah, sheriff's badges. So, things do happen in the works. When I'm doing phone readings, there, some people say, can you do a phone reading? How is it compared to being personal one-on-one? Being one-on-one reading, I love it because you're closer. But I find that it's still an energy. And if you talk to the person's energy long enough, like you're in that vibration, it starts to pull more. If spirit really wants you to find someone for them, you're going to get those messages. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. If there's not really anything about to happen, or if it doesn't move so fast, it doesn't mean you're not trying. Just if you're not feeling it, you just don't. With this fellow coming out from calling from Connecticut, I was starting to feel more things coming through. And not as negative, just basically whatever it is that's dealing with this area. Now, I don't know why they talk about missing child, because this is not like me to ever talk about something in missing child. But possibly maybe there was a missing child in the family. Maybe there was someone that talked about it one time, or maybe his dad tried to help find a missing child and had mentioned the story. Maybe this young man, this fellow here, does not know anything about it. So maybe another family member might know about it. You never know. So we're working on it. Anyways, anybody else wants to call in? We got actually about 5 more minutes, folks. And I can welcome everybody else in the chat room, the Pal Talk chat room, as well as the BBS Radio chat room. I got lots of people in the BBS Radio chat room today. My goodness, welcome, folks. Yeah, it's actually a very interesting evening. We have a new guest. I'll talk about our guest next week. I've got the young lady that actually has been singing the song for me on my website. If you go to my website, listen to Theta Miller. She also goes by the name of Theta Phoenix. I'm going to have her on next week on my show. I'll be interviewing her. She has been busy. She actually has been opening some of the very quite famous people in the healing field as well as the music field. She actually was one of the opening singers for Deepak Chopra, as well as other famous people. And if you go to bbsradio.com or to my website, you'll get to see what she's all about. She's a fabulous person. Or you can go to my webpage, whiteskycloud.com, and that will tell you where, if you want to buy her CD, she does have that available on her website. So give it a shot. Go out there and go take a look and see what happens. It's worth your while. Anything else on top of that? Because I know when I listen to Theta, oh man, she's got a voice on her, like you can believe. Very angelic. Love her voice. So I've known Theta since she was 19. I think she's about 33, 34 years old now. So she's very, very inspirational. She actually lived on a houseboat most of her life. She's was never involved. She never lived on the land, so to speak. She lived on a houseboat, so it's kind of cool. She's from British Columbia here, and it's possible that I could be related to her. Working on that area, want to find out eventually. So we'll see what happens in that part. And, I'm just checking the other people's little messages here. We also, Anyways, folks, it's getting close to that closing time for the show. I really appreciate you guys calling in, and it's wonderful to have people that are just coming on just for the very first time. And I'd never heard the show before. And if you guys are ever interested in getting a reading from me, a one-on-one reading, a half-hour reading or a one-hour reading, I do have my website's actually all set up for that. You can go by PayPal. It's whiteskycloud.com, whiteskycloud.com. And if there's anything you want to ask about, any kind of questions besides that, feel free to email me. Oh, by the way, go to the BBS Radio page, and you'll see the feedback page, with that little button, go to feedback. Once you go there, I want you to send me any kind of message you want to say, what you think about the show. Go to click on that, register yourself on there. Tell me, let our producer, director, and owner of the radio program, let them know how you feel about Between Two Worlds Radio. Because what this does, lets me know what's going on. Because the airwaves is so busy, it gets busy out here. So this radio show has been, we're doing quite well out here. And I'm doing quite well. So it's been over 2 years since May. So June, 2 years, 1 month, guys. And I'm really enjoying BBS Radio. So anyways, it's closing time, folks. So in the meantime, in between time, that's it. That's with me, with Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds Radio, and you're watching my pretty face. Talk to you guys next week, and take it easy. And be safe out there, and be happy. Take care, guys. Bye.